play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Ready to get underway here at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout. Silver Streaks about to be introduced. The North Scott Lancers are on the floor with a 5-1 record and looking for the third win for Iowa schools here at the Genesis PSP Shootout. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg Boys Basketball this afternoon. 20th year that the Silver Streaks have played in this event. They come in with a record of 10-9 overall. And Jason, how about some keys to the game here? What are you looking for the Silver Streaks to make it two wins in a row overall?
Like you said, let's make it two wins in a row. First one, let's build off last night's victory. Keep the momentum going. Keep playing well. Build off that second half we played last night. Secondly, keep playing loose. Play loose, have fun. Keep the smiles on the faces like we seen last night. Keep the bench energy. And lastly, rebound as a team. You know, don't count on just one guy to get every rebound. Let's rebound as a team. They're decent. They got some size. They got a couple guys, 6'7", 6'5", so it's going to take a team effort today on the boards. And, you know, win the rebounding battle, you got a chance to win the game.
Would be hard to imagine Carter Clary coming in with another 16.12 rebound performance like he had last night, but that would certainly be very helpful for the Silver Streaks. Tyler Watkins, a 5'10 senior for North Scott, along with Kyler Girardi, a 6'2.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg.
All the Illinois teams wearing the home white. That would be the Silver Streaks here today, looking for their 11th win, again, in their 20th appearance overall. They are using the shot clock at this event, and North Scott is a team that may utilize every bit of that.
Yeah, being very patient here on the first possession.
Out on the right wing, the jumper on the way by Reed, and it's off the mark, and the rebound. Hey, there's a rebound already for Carter Clary, so that's a good start. Silver Streaks now look to take the lead here in the early going against a team that was 5-0 prior to blowing a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter last night in a loss to Pleasant Valley. Ian's going to shoot a long three, and
that's
hits!
The start we wanted for Ian.
You heard Coach Chad Thompson say in the pregame, you know, he hit three last night, so we're hoping he can carry that over. We are just waiting for Ian to have that big breakout offensive game that we know he's capable of doing. That's a great start here this afternoon.
Very good start. We talked about it last night. He's real close to breaking out.
Pull-up jumper misses from 12 feet. Gino underneath with a rebound. Gino pushing it into the front court. Stops at the top of the arc, now pulls it back out. Nolan Carl getting the start. Jace Keith, of the three who weren't with the Streaks last night, Jace is the only one still under the weather today. Carter backing his way in, got stutter step, knocked off balance a little bit, then Gino cutting in, and Carter threw it over his head out of bounds. First turnover for the Streaks.
Yeah, the pass was there. Carter just a little late on the pass when Gino cutting in and gets out of bounds for the first turnover of the game.
And we know what a story turnovers are for this Galesburg Silver Streaks team. The only two games out of 10 so far that they haven't turned the ball over more than the opponent, they have won. So two of their three victories. That's how big turnovers are for this team. Oftentimes it's rebounding. Here's a near steal. It is a steal. Ian from the backside of Reed pokes it away. Silver Streaks in transition. Gino open right wing. That's off the mark. And the rebound underneath to Reed for North Scott. Like the open look in transition. Going around Gino on the outside. The runner is off the mark, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Clary. Girardi couldn't finish, but North Scott will get it back on the dead ball rebound. This will be Watkins inbounding from the left of the backboard, a 5'10 senior. And our perch up high in the visitor's end zone for the first half. Streaks will be coming our direction in the second half. Here's a three by Tyler Watkins from the outside, and that ties the game. It's 2 minutes in.
Yeah, their big fellas playing kind of a point forward role for him. Phillips, he's doing bringing the ball up and distributing.
Ian with a crossover, floats it up and in from the right side. Got that little teardrop to dropped through from about 5 feet out on the right wing, 5-3 Silver Streaks. Quickly into the front court comes Phillips. Down the lane, feeds it into the corner and off the hands of Girardi on the wing, who pulled his hand back. I think he thought the Silver Streaks got a hand on the tip, but instead it was off him, and the Streaks get it back, leading by two here early on. Again, Galesburg a little more rested than North Scott, playing that high-intensity MAC game last night against their rivals Pleasant Valley. Streaks had a cruising victory over Geneseo last night. Here's Carter backing his way in, up with a left hand off the back iron. Got a good look at it right in front of the basket. Albrecht the rebound for North Scott, just couldn't finish it off. Jumper from the wing for three for Brennan Reed. And North Scott with its first lead of the game now at 6-5. They will be deliberate in the half court, but you heard Chad Thompson say as Ian fires a three. Long, rebound pops out, loose ball picked up by Clary, another chance for the Silver Streaks. Nolan spins his way in the lane, off balance, falling away from the basket, missed it. Reed the rebound for North Scott. They drive in transition and get the layup by Watkins, and there's exactly what I was trying to comment on a moment ago. They will get out with it in transition.
Got to get back on defense.
8-5 North Scott. Gino, contact, no foul, offensive or defensive. Now Nolan with it, left side Easton Steck. Hasn't had many touches so far in this game. Back inside to Carter, drop step to the left, and that shot goes off the backboard. A little bit too strong, just couldn't finish it off. And Reed the rebound, and now North Scott throws it away. Carter Clary, the closest player, and it went over his head. You know, three turnovers on the Lancers.
Coach Thompson talked a little bit about setting screens and getting switches on defense, and North Scott's not switching as much right now. Carter's went up against the 6'7 kid a couple times there, and his length seems to be bothering him a little bit.
Under 4.5 to go in the first quarter, 8-5 North Scott with the early lead. They've scored five in a row. Gino dribbles right, Easton cutting through the lane, fakes left, gets a shot off the back of the rim. Streaks are getting some decent looks at the basket close in, but they're just not able to finish. Quick jumper in transition, another three ball, this from the corner for Reed, and it's now 11-5 North Scott. And it's their transition game that's beating the Silver Streaks right now.
Yeah, quick shots for North Scott.
Lancers up six. Nolan Carl down the left side of the lane, left his feet, and he traveled with it. Nolan working his way to the left side, got his back to the basket, and then as he was falling back, he left his feet looking to pass behind him, and there was nobody there.
Yeah, never want to leave your feet. Cardinal sin, basketball.
You mean the Cubs sin. It's not a Cardinal sin. It's a Cubs sin. Past the halfway point of the first quarter. 11-5 North Scott with the ball and the lead. The head and shoulder fake. Now the step back three and an air ball by Kayvon Phillips. And Streaks will get it back on the dead ball rebound.
Yeah, Streaks take those type of shots all day from North Scott.
8-0 run. Here's Aiden Almaguer back into the game for the first time for the Silver Streaks. One of the three not with the team last night due to illness.
Yeah,
so good to see
Aiden,
him back.
Yeah, good to see Aiden back.
Has it now at the top of the arc, picks up his dribble. Here's Carl with it, feeds it into the corner. Gino driving baseline, got pushed out of bounds. A rare foul called in this game. Yeah. That's the first on either team with 3:25 to go here in this first quarter.
Let them play a little bit here in the beginning.
Go against Drew Kilberg, his first. Checking into the game, a 5'10 senior. Here's Jackson Crock-Sibbing, freshman for the Silver Streaks. Also not with the team last night. So good to see Jackson back with Galesburg as well. Yep. Nolan Carl getting a breather.
Just missing Jace. Be good to see Jace back too.
Now an illegal screen set by the Silver Streaks away from the ball. So North Scott with a turnover and then a foul. Now the Streaks give it right back on a foul on Almaguer, his first, and the third Galesburg turnover. So the Streaks are in a scoring lull here. They were up 5-3. They've given up eight straight. And North Scott with the ball leading by six. Up top, the dribble drive down the right side, covering a lot of ground. Ball knocked out of the bounds of Albrecht's hands. Or rather, Kilberg, that is. Well, he just put that ball on his hip and galloped down the lane.
Yeah, good deed there by Jackson to knock that ball away as he was beat there by about a step or two.
Get it in to Phillips, turnaround jumper, good position down low, got it up and in for the first basket for the 6'7 junior, Kayvon Phillips, and it's a 10-0 North Scott run. Steck with a quick answer from the right wing on the opposite end. That snaps the run, gives Galesburg a chance to call a 30-second timeout and have the team regroup here a little bit with 2:58 to go in this first quarter.
Yeah, it was a much-needed bucket by Easton. Good shot there by the young kid, and we needed that one to get back in this game.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation. The Quad Cities once again today. And we remind you, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where all new cars, trucks, and SUVs come with that free lifetime powertrain warranty. Goes also to all used vehicles that are up to 5 years old and under 80,000 miles, also coming with that lifetime powertrain warranty. And remember, for any rental car needs, give Galesburg Nissan a call. They typically have 20 vehicles available to meet your rental car needs, including what we are driving today, a 2022 Nissan Altima with a little over 8,800 miles on it. And a smooth ride, and well, I got to admit, getting on the...
Silvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive...
Wasn't paying as close of attention, and found out just how well that car accelerates very, very quickly. And with all the state police on the highway we saw last night, I was glad I realized as quickly as I did that the foot got a little heavy. But it's a great smooth ride, and we appreciate Galesburg Nissan. Check them out at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. The dribble drive on the floor by Kilberg, and he got Jackson Croc sibbing out of position, who had to chase and fouled him for the backside.
Yeah, Jackson got to slide his feet a little bit quicker there.
So Kilberg to the line. On the season, at least coming into the week, 69% from the line, first one up and in. 14-8 is the North Scott lead. First point of the game for Drew Kilberg off the bench, a 5'10 senior with a 2:39 to go here in this opening quarter. Second went up and off the mark. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touched by North Scott. Took a funny bounce to the right. Kind of caught everybody a little bit off guard, and everybody had to kind of reach back, getting in position closer to the basket.
Yeah, came off the rim kind of hard there.
Croc sibbing, left wing, long three, short. Rebound bounces out to North Scott. Here come the Lancers on the run. Pulling up in the backcourt, Reed. Now switches directions to the left. Switches directions again down the middle. Sibbing tried to draw the charge. No foul called. Rebound comes back to Reed, who skips it to the outside. Three on the way is short. Rebound. And there's Reed again coming in from the weak side to take it away from Gino. Now it's Phillips down the left side of the lane. Pump fakes. And we got a foul on the floor.
Yeah, Streaks are going to have to do a better job rebounding. These long kids of North Scott are grabbing rebounds. Reed's got five already. Here comes Carter as we speak.
Yeah. As if out of the words directly to Chad Thompson's ears. Not that he couldn't have figured that out himself without us up here saying it. But, yeah, this is their fourth chance at it now. In the lane, Phillips coming out. The foul, meanwhile, on Steck, his first. Down the lane, goes right at Carter. Got a little right elbow out to get a little push off on Carter. No foul called, and Phillips is able to finish it off down low for his second basket.
He definitely pushed off there, but got away with it.
16-8. Here's Carter, back the other direction, trying to do the same in the lane. Up nice. And in with a right side baby hook off the glass. 16-10, Streaks down six with a minute 35 to go here in the opening quarter at Augustana.
Streaks continuing to do the concentrated effort to get the ball into Carter and play through him.
2-1 is the Iowa lead here as we play the middle game of seven. On the right side, Phillips with it, pulls it back up top. And the three on the way for Watkins, who hits another one. He's got eight in the first quarter. And Tyler Watkins, a 5'10 senior, leading the Lancers in scoring, up nine now.
Streaks need a bucket.
Easton got a big one last time when the Streaks were in this position. Sibbing has it now on the wing, up top to Ian, who's cooled off a bit. Now he dribble drives up and in, ooh, softly finish. Off the glass, falls off the back of the rim and dropped through.
Good start for Ian.
He's got seven in the opening quarter for the Silver Streaks, down seven, 19-12. On the wing, Girardi with it. Now down low it goes. Kilberg
good
trying
defense.
To post up. Sibbing held his ground and gets the rebound after Kilberg forced it up, and the Streaks battled but then turned it over in the North Scott front court. This is Phillips with it on the outside. Dribble drive. Streaks gave up the baseline. Little contact there. No foul called, and they turn it over, trying to pass it back through the lane. Gino driving the other end into the lane, and a blocking foul called and a reach in. He did that little body fake to the right and then tried to quickly cut left down the middle of the lane. And Watkins reached in, picked up the foul.
I tell you, Gino's been doing a good job of drawing contact and getting fouls called on the other team. About the last, since the Burlington game, fourth quarter of the Burlington game, when he tried to take over in the fourth quarter and went to the free throw line about seven times in the fourth quarter.
I actually called that on Kilberg, which was to Gino's left. I thought they got Watkins on the reach in from Gino's right. Here's Clary at the free throw line, puts the ball on the floor, stumbles. He's going to get called for traveling.
Yeah,
Phillips was fronting him, and Carter seemed a man possessed in the lane as if he was going to take it to the basket one way or another, and he lost his balance.
Yeah, just tried to do a little too much there.
17 seconds to go. Five Galesburg turnovers here in this first quarter. 19-12 is the North Scott lead. And the Lancers will walk it across midcourt with Watkins playing the point, guarded by Gino as he brings it across midcourt. Fakes right, drives left. The kick out into the wing. Dribble drive by Girardi. Into the free throw line. The kick out to Watkins. Misses another three. Rebound goes over the back of Clary, who got a finger on it, but it's tipped out of bounds with 0.9 seconds to go. And North Scott with another chance. This will about have to be a lob in and a catch and up all in one motion.
Leslie Kelly getting some more first quarter minutes here.
Here's Ian trying to get around the backside of Phillips, and they're going to say Ian grabbed him from behind as Phillips had the size advantage on the mismatch at 6'7", and they tried to lob it with Phillips cutting to the basket. So now North Scott will inbound with 0.6 seconds. Out, the catch, the three. Actually pretty close, and a miss by Reed. That's the end of the first quarter. 19-12, North Scott by 7 after 1 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter gone at the Genesis PSP Iowa-Illinois shootout. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessel, Sam Satiski alongside once again. We'll hear from Sam at halftime. Silver Streaks down 7, 19-12. Easton Steck shoots a three just to the left of the top of the arc.
Nice,
missed it.
Know.
Gino with the offensive rebound put back. Falling down, couldn't finish. Girardi with a rebound. North Scott the run at the other end,
nice,
and Steck with a block, and he rebounds the miss. And back come the Silver Streaks after an opening miss. Here's Gino cutting in from the left side on a good feed from the right side. And Gino with a layup for his first basket. It's 19-14.
There's a way to run the court by Gino. Easton found him, and nice little layup on the left side.
19-14, Streaks down 5. Well, here's Phillips just going right around Clary, who got back defensively, but better position by Phillips down low as he got to the low blocks, and he forced it up and in through a little bit of contact.
Yeah, Phillips goes looks to score almost every time. We might have to send a double at him here pretty soon.
21-14 North Scott. Phillips was 6 in the game. Here's Ian, left side. Little head and shoulder fake, still on the dribble. Bounce pass entry to Carter.
Nice pump
goes
fake.
With the up and under, gets the foul and the basket, and he's going to get the and one on the first foul of the game on Kevon Phillips, and Carter with 4 in the game now.
And he showed the propensity to jump there at a little pump fake. Maybe Streaks need to go to a couple more pump fakes and get him up in the air and draw a couple more fouls on him.
21-16, Galesburg down 5. Clary to the free throw line, 8 out of 12 on the season. Silver Streaks girls leading Bloomington at the half, 32-13. They pounded Burlington rather earlier, 81-29. Carter gets the free throw. He's got 3 in the quarter, 5 for the game, and the Streaks are down 4, 21-17.
Much-needed three-point play. Let's get another stop.
Trying to get a little momentum here going. Down 4, 1 minute into the second quarter. Girardi curls around up top, now into the hands of Watkins. On the left wing, reverses it back. And we got a travel. Wow, that was a quick little call. Brendan Reed, out high. I didn't see it, but boy, the official was right on top of it and emphatic.
Yeah, called it quickly.
Guess he picked up his pivot foot even before he passed it away. So the Streaks with the ball down 4 and a chance to get within 2, maybe 1 here. 6:40 to go for the half. Gino dribbles his way to the right side. Dominique comes out high, but he's covered up trying to get free on a slip screen down low. Now it'll go over to Nolan on the wing. Backing his way in, the kick out to Carter, and he dragged his foot. Try again, trying to back his way in toward the basket. And as he's backing his way in, passing it out, and that's the second time we've seen that called on Nolan.
Yeah, Nolan just needs to slow it down just a step. No need to force anything.
6:20 to go, second quarter. Watkins on the dribble up midcourt to Reed. Reed dribbles left to right. Now the kick out to Phillips, who misses the three. Geno yanks down the rebound, trying to push it. North Scott gets back. Geno goes around a man out high, and Phillips comes over from the weak side and bats the attempted layup out of bounds. Streaks hang on to it.
Yeah, you've got to get in there and pump fake. Phillips is long. He'll block some shots.
Up top. Well, they leave Carter wide open.
He'll take it.
Boy, it was on the mark, but it just comes off the front of the rim, and I think North Scott was, based on the inside presence of Carter in the last week and a half, was more than happy to let him shoot that one. He did hit one earlier in the season, but not there. Six rebounds, meanwhile, for Brendan Reed for North Scott. And the three by Albrecht on the other end rattles around the rim. Thought it was going to pop out, but then it settled and fell through the cylinder. Back to a seven-point lead for North Scott.
North Scott doing a lot of drive and kick, getting into the lane and finding the three-point shooters.
Steck tries a little skip pass over onto the wing, batted out of bounds by the Lancers. 5:34 to go for the half. 24-17. Gelsberg down seven with the ball. Four team fouls on the streaks, three on North Scott on the inbound. Geno from the sideline all the way out into the Augustana midcourt circle to Nolan Carl, who gives off to Geno, right side of the top of the arc. Another entry pass to Clary, and he uses his body left to little reach up from the right side and bank it in softly.
C-Square definitely has the weight advantage on Phillips, and he used his body there well and bumped him off and finished with the right hand.
Trying some defensive switching on the outside. Oh, fade tough. Away from the baseline. Reed, yeah, did miss a tough jumper. Clary with a rebound, his third of the game. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Geno, skip pass into the corner. Nolan gives it right back up top. Carter's going to shoot the perimeter jumper again and hit it, but he's inside the arc. Streaks will still take the two. That's fine. And now North Scott calls timeout, with the Streaks pulling within three at 24-21. Under 5 minutes to go here in this first half. Looks like a full timeout.
C-Squared very aggressive here in the second quarter.
Gelsberg down three, 24-21. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The road of life can be rough for you and your new car. Potholes attack your tires. Rocks and door dings leave their marks. But you have an advantage. The YEM Advantage program comes with every new vehicle from YEM Automotive Group in Galesburg, covering dents and dings, your tires and wheels, even key protection for 1 year at no cost to you. When it comes to protecting what's important to you, you've got an advantage when you trust YEM Automotive Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. For details.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
4:53 to go in the first half here at Augustana's Roy Carver Center. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels, with Sam Satiski tagging along and learning from us what not to do in order to become a good broadcaster himself someday. Silver Streaks forcing a North Scott timeout, their first of the game. Let's see what they come out with from head coach Dave McLaughlin in his first year leading the Lancers. In the corner, Albrecht pulls it back out. Streaks have settled into a little bit of a zone here. Nope, still going man-to-man. Take it back. Phillips on the outside. Watkins tries to go around. Ian cuts him off, heading toward the baseline. So the kick out. Three on the way by Girardi. High rebound after the miss to Carter Clary. Four boards in the game for Carter. Nolan down the lane, the kick out. Easton skip pass back up top. Geno trying to go around his man. A hesitation dribble to the low, blocks, and he draws the foul. Couldn't get the shot down, a little too strong off the backboard, but he can pull Galesburg within one with a couple of free throws here. And 4:12 to play, not quite halfway through quarter number two.
Love the way Geno's playing right now. He's being aggressive. He's getting to the rim, drawing fouls. No better way to score than with the clock stopped.
Well, and I like the little hesitation move that he made, too. He didn't just put his head down and dribble hard toward the basket. Tried a little misdirection shift and then did the little head and shoulder fakes, the little give and go, the stop and go. Just kept his defender off balance. Watkins picks up his first foul. Geno makes the back end of the two free throws, and Gelsberg is down two now at 24-22. Trailed by as many as nine here in this first half as we approach midpoint of quarter number two.
Streaks got to take advantage when we get to the charity stripe.
Watkins on the dribble. To the right side it goes over to Girardi. Girardi spinning around Ian, but he passes it into the corner. Watson swings it back around top. Phillips going against Carl. The kick out into the corner. Albrecht hits one, and that is a three from the corner. His second of the game, 27-22. Here's Nolan going around his man to the right side, and he gets a bank shot up and in. Nice little screen by Carter to free up Nolan on the dribble drive.
Yeah, came in from the right side real fast and finished really quickly.
Three-point North Scott lead, 27-24. Now another screen. Albrecht trying to use it. Drives in on Nolan. Contact. No foul. Missed shot. Clary the rebound. Streaks driving. Gino back behind him. Ian steps into a three. Little bit long. Gino put back. Hits the bottom of the rim. And Kayvon Phillips with a rebound for North Scott. Big missed opportunity for the Streaks there. Could have tied the game. Now Phillips for a three wide open at the top of the arc, and just like that, it turns back around to a six-point lead for North Scott.
Streak's going to have to do a better job defending three-point line. This team is not afraid to take threes here in the early going.
So a team that we're told was going to be deliberate offensively has 30 here in the first half. And there's a near pick from the backside, and North Scott does finally take it away, knocked it loose from Carter Clary. Stumbled a bit, chased it down, got it back on the baseline before it went out of bounds. 2:40 to go first half. North Scott up six. A screen up top. Now the kick out to Phillips. Another three, yes. Back to back.
Yeah, the streaks are overhelping on penetrators and leaving guys wide open at the three-point line. Carter just dipped too far into the paint, and Phillips was wide open for a three.
So we go from an opportunity to tie the game. Now Clary with another jumper from the perimeter. Gets his own rebound back, which North Scott couldn't handle. Nolan with a fake. The drive up of the right hand hits the front of the rim. Here's Watkins coming out with it for North Scott. Pushing it. Lean down the court and a kick out, but a foul on the floor. As they found North Scott cutting down the middle of the lane. Oh, it's a turnover. I guess, all right, so they just threw it out of bounds. The official blew that whistle so fast, I thought maybe he saw something before the turnover.
Yeah, big possession here for the Streaks. We're down nine. We need to get a bucket here and cut this lead to 7 or 6.
Well, we went from an opportunity to tie the game to just in a flash being down 9 again, matching North Scott's biggest lead of the game. As we approach 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Williams across midcourt, Clary, Steck, Dominique, and Almaguer back into the game. Easton flashing through the lane, the kick out to Aiden. Drives right to left, free throw line, backs his way in. Turn around jumper, too strong off the backboard. Phillips with a rebound. North Scott gets it back to Phillips, down the left side of the lane. Pull up jumper, shoots over Almaguer and scores. He's got 8 straight points, 10 in the quarter, 14 for the game. And North Scott with his biggest lead of the game now at 11. Gino picks up the dribble up top. Ian with a crossover dribble. Tries to go between two defenders. Watkins reaches in, takes it away. Back the other direction in transition. They force a miss underneath by Albrecht as he waited for the defense to fly by. And then North Scott fouls Almaguer over the back for the rebound. Spreeks dodged, giving up an easy one there. First foul of the game on Cash Bow, a 6'3 sophomore who just came into the game.
Yeah, Streak's going to get back in transition.
Down 11 with a minute 20 to play here. It'll be Gino bringing it across midcourt. Steck on the right wing. Pulls up high post. 15-footer swish. That's just a basketball move.
Yeah, that's a tough shot. I mean, he got to his spot on the floor and elevated from about 15 feet from free throw line extended and just knocked it down.
Used his jumping ability to pull up, hit a mid-range jumper, and now Watkins trying to do too much on the dribble. Tried a little between the legs and bounced it off his foot out of bounds into the backcourt, and the Streaks are going to get it right in front of the scoring table with exactly 60 seconds to play, second quarter, down 9.
There we
bounce
go.
Pass into Clary, trying to back up on Phillips. Turns quickly with a left hand, nice missed it, and Steck flies through the lane, unguarded, up and in with a follow. 35-28.
Good job by Easton, crashing the offensive glass and putting the ball back in right away.
Watkins trying to shake and bake, can't shake Gino, so he gives it up to Albrecht. Nope, sorry, that's Trusacia into the game up top. Now the pass under the wing to Phillips. Got around Steck. Here come three defenders to help out. Man's open on the opposite corner. Sacia with a pump fake. Carter thought he stepped out of bounds on the baseline.
Oh,
spin move in the lane.
Good,
I thought he traveled too, but Easton reached in, took it away. Steck driving, tries a Euro step through the lane and a blocking foul with 18 seconds to go in the half. And Easton's going to go to the line shooting too. Kind of a scramble drill here. North Scott was forcing the Streaks to scramble defensively down here. As the Streaks had three men flying toward Phillips, that meant the corner was open on the opposite side, but they couldn't take advantage of it, and then the Streaks were able to force the turnover. And then North Scott was scrambling defensively at the other end as Easton tries to pull the Streaks back a little closer, but the first free throw off the back iron.
Yeah, Easton did a good job defensively, got the steal, went down and tried the Euro step and got fouled and got to the charity stripe, but just couldn't knock it down the first one.
Second one coming, though, 18.3 seconds to play. Foul, meanwhile, was on Kyler Girardi, his first. Second one by Steck is good. So the streaks creep back a little bit closer, down six now. Little 5-0 run here late in the half. Now needing a defensive stop. Try to carry some of this momentum into the locker room. And at least not being any farther behind. 15 seconds to go. Shot clock off. Hasn't been a factor in this game at all so far. Watkins brings it across midcourt. Phillips steals a glance up at the scoreboard clock, trying to go right at Carter, backing his way in. Carter holding his ground. The kick out into the corner. They got the shot they wanted. Sasha missed it, though. And the Streaks do hold defensively at the end of the half and go to the locker room down six. So the final 5 points of the half, Streaks down 35-29. We'll take a break when we come back on the halftime show. A look at the first half stats, the team scoring, the individual scoring. We'll get a word from the coaching staff as well, and we'll recap what's happened so far here at the Genesis PSP Shootout from Augustana College's Roy Carver Center. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
They're the cause of many accidents this time of year.
They seem to appear out of nowhere, and by the time you do see them, it's often too late.
What is this danger we speak of today?
Cars. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates... Wait... Did you just say...
This is not the best time of the year to be a deer. You're prancing along, minding your own business, when all of a sudden, you see two shiny lights coming closer and closer. So pretty.
Yes, so pretty.
No, they're not pretty. To all the deer out there, listen closely. We're not watching for you like we should. We drive too fast, talk on our cell phones, yell at our kids in the back seat, and stuff our faces when we should be paying attention to the road and looking out for you.
And to any humans listening, please slow down and be alert, especially around deer crossing areas, and always wear your seatbelt.
So spread the word, my dear. Stay away from the light and you'll be safe.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
You do realize it's hunting season.
Oh, that's right.
Out of Collision.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at Augustana College at the Roy Carver Center. Game 4 of the Iowa-Illinois Shootout, sponsored by Genesis Health Systems. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels here alongside Sam Satiski, who will be with us here in just a moment, giving us the team numbers on our halftime stats report. Jason, I mentioned to you off air, and you were with me. I know we're down six, but we both feel good about the way the Streaks playing. What do you like about what you see so far here?
I like the Streaks' aggressiveness. They're attacking the basket. You know, we're not settling. Taking a couple quick shots, but we're not settling for bad shots. Defensively, I think that's where the Streaks need to focus on at halftime. You know, we're giving up the dribble drive, kick to threes, just wide, too many wide open looks for the North Scott Lancers. Let's, you know, maybe not help as much or jab step at the driver and then help and recover.
I remember Mike Reynolds used to talk about, I didn't want to overemphasize the shooting, but I feel like the Streaks have taken good shots here today.
Yes.
And Mike would used to say something along the lines of, you know, if a couple more of those shots had been going in right now, we wouldn't maybe be focusing on some of the other things.
Right,
because the
right.
Streaks have had some pretty good looks at the basket that they just haven't finished.
Just haven't finished at the, you know, I bet we missed four or five easy bunnies there in the first half. But, you know, game's still within striking distance. Streaks definitely got a chance here.
Yep, and when you're down six, it only takes a couple of missed shots to make it feel like maybe it's not going quite as well as really overall we feel like it is against a North Scott team again. It comes in 5-1 on the season, ranked 7th in the state of Iowa in the big school division, and hadn't lost a game until last night. So the Streaks are battling this team tough. Let's bring in Sam, who's got our halftime team numbers. Our halftime stats report brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. And Sam, I'll follow you along here and see how my numbers compared to yours, because we haven't had a chance to compare yet. So what do you show for the team numbers?
From the field, we're 12 for 28, shooting 42%. From the three-point line, we're 2 for 9, shooting 22%. And from the stripe, we're 3 for 5, shooting 60%. North Scott is 13 for 27, shooting 48% from the field. They're 8 for 16 from 3 for 50%, and 1 for 2 from the stripe, shooting 50%. They've shot 50% from basically everywhere. We have 12 rebounds. They have 13, rebounding us by 1, and we have the same exact turnovers. We have 8. They have 8.
How about that? Hey, if we're even in the turnover game, I like our chances the way things have gone through the first 10 games so far this year. 35-29 is the stat that shows on the scoreboard. Jason's going to head down, get a word from the coaching staff. We'll come back, take a look at the individual scores, and tell you about what else has happened through the first three games here at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout at the Carver Center. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL's Pick a Present returns Monday morning. It's a chance to win a hardwood Illini rocking chair, a gas string trimmer, a job site speaker, and more. Check out the game board at WGIL.com and then listen for your chance to call in and play weekdays during Galesburg's morning news on WGIL. The winning continues Monday with Pick a Present from Dave's Auto Body, 6140 Run, Club 41, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never try are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
The official WGIO forecast, cloudy for the rest of this afternoon, then clearing late tonight. We'll see a low near 14. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high 27. Increasing clouds Sunday night, a low 16. Monday, cloudy, high 32. Cloudy Monday night, a low 17. Tuesday, partly sunny and 24. Then Tuesday night, cloudy and cold, a low 7. It's 23 now at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Let's go down courtside. Jason Wessels with us, assistant coach Eric Thompson.
Jason Wessels here with coach Eric Thompson. Coach, what was the message at halftime? What kind of things are you guys going to try to adjust here in the second half?
If we can run these guys off the three-point line, we have a really good chance to win. They have something like 12 points inside the arc. They can really shoot it. They're looking for that corner three. They're looking for the straight line drive over help out to the corner. If we can kind of put more pressure on the ball to run them off the three-point line, and then on offense, kind of understand that, do we want to put the pressure on them offensively? Yes. That does not mean the quickest shot. That means the best shot. But we definitely want to get these guys going up and down the court.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get after here after the second half. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you, sir.
Our thanks, as always, to Eric Thompson joining us here at the half. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Yem, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Silver Streaks trailing North Scott here at the half at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout, 35-29. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Earlier in the day, two wins for the Iowa schools over Geneseo. Davenport North defeated the Maple Leafs 74-35, and then Davenport Central knocked off Alleman 65-20. Sterling came back, got Illinois on the winning side, 70-53. It's Sterling's second appearance in the shootout, back-to-back years, and they are 2-0 so far, so they're representing Illinois well. Silver Streaks here trying to get things evened up with UT coming up next, followed by Rock Island and then Moline in the nightcap. Individual scoring here throughout the first half. Tyler Watkins with 8 for North Scott, but it's Kayvon Phillips who had 10 in the second quarter and leads all scorers with 14 for the Lancers. Brendan Reed had 6. Drew Kilberg had 1. Nobody else scored. Colin Albrecht had 6. He had a couple of three-pointers there in the second quarter. For the Silver Streaks, Ian Dominique, Easton Steck each had 8, but it was Clary who led the Silver Streaks with 9, including 5 rebounds for Carter. Geno Williams had 3. Nolan Carl, 2. Sibbing, Almaguer, Kelly have all gotten into the game for the Silver Streaks off the bench, but they have not scored. Gelsberg will send the starting 5 out to begin the second half. Carl, Steck, Clary, Dominique, and Williams. North Scott will have the ball. It'll be Brennan Reed to inbound, along with Watkins in the backcourt, Girardi, Phillips, and Albrecht are waiting in the front court. And they go backcourt toward the Streaks basket on the inbound to Watkins. And Gina will pick him up defensively, bringing it across midcourt. 6-point North Scott lead. Gelsberg's biggest lead was three in the first quarter. Here's a hesitation dribble and a finish by Girardi, who didn't score at all in the first half. Streaks did a number on him defensively, and he was able to get loose off of Ian on the man-to-man defense out high.
Yeah, took Ian off the dribble and finished with his left hand real quick one there.
Gino back to Carter on a little high-low action. Carter through nice. The lane up in the left hand. Big stride working from his right to left. And he was able to use that long reach of the arm out to flip it up and in with the left hand.
Yeah, Carter continuing his strong second half play.
He's got 11 in the game in double digits now. Streaks down 6. Girardi fakes right, drives left. The kick out. 3 by Albrecht. In and out. Rebound on the floor to Gino, who comes out with it. 4 boards on the game for Williams. All the way down to the right side. Again, got too deep, hit the bottom of the rim. He did that one on an offensive rebound earlier and rebounded by Reed. And the Streaks missed an opportunity. Gino did a great job to get free and attack the basket. And then by the time he took the shot, he was too far underneath. Now Girardi goes around Gino out high, and second dribble drive penetration basket for Girardi to start the second half.
Yeah, Streaks, you can tell they're trying to make a concentrated effort to stop the three-point line, and they give up a couple drives here. Got to turn the shooters into drivers. Nothing wrong with it.
Steck with it on the wing. Tries to work around a screen from Clary. Pulls up from the mid-range jumper and hit it. Just inside the arc. Easton hit a mid-range jumper. Good-looking shot in the second quarter. He's in double figures with 10 now.
He's doing a good job of getting to his spot and elevating and knocking down the shot.
Streaks down 6. Seems like we've been saying that the whole game. Down 6. Need a run. But we're just underway in the third quarter. 6 minutes to play. On the left side, Phillips. Back up top, it goes to Reed. Swing it right side over to Girardi. Now starts the dribble left. Got free from a screen. We got a defensive switch. Going to take it at Clary. And contact initiated it going down the left side of the lane. Well, we can clearly see one of the adjustments for North Scott at halftime. Get the ball into Girardi's hands at the top of the circle and drive. And he has done it 3 times now. 2 baskets, and now he goes to the free throw line.
Yeah, Girardi did a nice job there driving down the left side of the paint and getting into Carter's body and drawing the foul.
First foul of the game on Clary. Missed free throw by Girardi. I didn't say anything at halftime. I did not have the Streaks with a team foul in the second quarter. They picked up 4 in the first quarter. So this foul by Clary is the first one for the Silver Streaks since the first quarter. Girardi makes the second free throw.
I did not realize that.
40-33. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Steck with it on the wing, working against Albrecht. Skip pass up top to Ian. Now into the corner. Gino gets an open look from the wing. And hits!
Nice, Gino.
Boy, the Streaks get hot from the outside. Watch out. Back to within 4 now at 40-36. Williams with 6 in the game. 2.5 minutes gone, second half. Phillips with it up top, leading scorer in the game with 14 for the Lancers. The dribble by Girardi cut off this time. Now to the left side it goes Brendan Reed. He tries a little hesitation dribble. The kick out. Phillips going to shoot the 3. In and out this time. Clary with a rebound. Streaks trying to push it. Nolan sees an opening. Stops on the outside. The kick out. Ian's going to shoot the three. It's air ball. Well short. And the rebound stepping out of bounds. Good job by Easton. Albrecht was wide open on the weak side for the rebound. And Ian came around his right along the baseline to try to knock it loose. And it knocked Albrecht off balance. And he lost the ball out of bounds. So after the air ball three by Dominique, Streaks get it back down four. Carter up top for three. In and out. Rebound Reed, who's got eight for the Lancers. Around his man to the dribble drive, Girardi rebound. Missed it, and the rebound open on the weak side, and the kick out by Norris Scott. Girardi's going to try it again, and the foul on the floor by Dominique. Girardi is just in full attack mode for the Lancers right now.
Yeah, he's come out of man possessed here in the second half.
Girardi not spelled like you might expect Girardi to be spelled. Of course, I think of Joe Girardi.
Cub great.
Yankees manager. In the lane, Phillips just bullied his way in, used his body to get position in front of the basket, and he flipped it up and in with a left hand. Kyler Girardi for North Scott. It's G-E-R-A-R-D-Y. Joe Girardi, of course, is D-I at the end. Streaks down six here, 4.5 minutes to go. Easton, pull-up jumper, free throw line. That one might have gotten blocked. And Gino under the basket comes out of nowhere to keep it alive with the offensive rebound. Now out to Carter, top of the arc. Swishes it, and that's a three.
That a baby Carter.
Carter shot more threes in this game than he had the entire season coming in. Streaks are within three now thanks to that offensive rebound.
Yeah, you said it
by
earlier.
Gino.
You said it earlier. They're not defending him at the top of the key, and Carter's got a decent stroke on him. He'll shoot it.
Little hesitation dribble by Girardi. The kick out Watkins from the corner. Can't answer. Weak side rebound Steck. Here come the Streaks with a chance to get within one, maybe tie it up. Nolan in the lane. Drives the kick out. Dominique right back to Nolan on the wing.
Be patient. Be patient.
42-39. Streaks down three. Nolan picks up his dribble. Now Gino up top. Looks over the North Scott defense. Switches directions to the right. Easton has it onto the wing. He's going to drive. Spin move in the lane. The kick out. Gino's open. Now he'll shoot the three. In and out. Oh, that ball was halfway down and it popped out of the rim. Phillips with a rebound. That would have tied the game. Phillips at the other end trying to go one-on-one. They swing it around into the corner to Watkins on the left side. Pulls it back up top. Phillips scoops it away. Reed driving down the lane. He's covered a lot of ground, then fell down. No travel called either time. North Scott still with possession. Phillips with it on the right wing and 3:05 to go third quarter. 42-39 North Scott the lead and the ball. Girardi got held out high by Gino. Did that little back move, shifting his way to the right, and Ian took just a half step that direction, and then Girardi shifted and went left, and Ian got called for a little reach out high. It's his third foul. 3:03 to go in the third quarter. Carl sits down. Almaguer back in for the Streaks. And now Phillips goes to the bench, and he's getting a talking to by one of the assistant coaches. I don't know if he's upset. They're trying to calm him down. Lob on the inbound, and they do get it to Reed. Before the five-second call.
Yeah, real close to a five-second call there.
On the right side, Watkins leans in, now kicks it back out. Girardi has it working against Almaguer. Now starts the dribble, working his way left, trying to get around Aiden. Goes down the lane, got knocked off balance. No foul called there either. And Almaguer wide open for the rebound after Girardi fell down. Streaks down three. Again, a chance to get within one or tie it up here. Gino, entry pass. Carter backing his way in with Phillips out. Batted out to Dominique. Right back to Carter in the lane. Up with a right hand off the back iron. And the rebound, North Scott is battling amongst themselves, and they traveled with it. Watkins and Reed were both right there. Neither one of them wanted to give it up, and they ended up traveling because they both had possession of the ball.
Yeah, Carter did a nice job of just causing a little bit of chaos there on the offensive rebound, just enough to make Reed travel.
So again, 2:27 to go, third quarter, another chance for the Streaks. Gino lobs it out high. Good catch by Ian over the shoulder like a receiver. Gino's open. Three off the mark. Might have settled for that one just a little too quickly. Girardi with a rebound.
Yep.
Drive in from the right side, cut off. So Sacia pulls it back out and a quick entry pass down low, and the shot rolls off for Reed, who got good position on the low blocks. He'll go to the line shooting two on the fourth. Yeah, they quickly got that fourth team foul up there on the scoreboard. I've got one, two. I've also got four for the second half. Second of the game on Almaguer. Reed to the free throw line, and no team fouls for North Scott here in the second half. Reed's first point since the first quarter. He has seven. 43-39, four-point North Scott lead. Reed, 67% from the free throw line on the season, makes them both. Five-point North Scott lead. Reed gets a breather. Back into the game, Drew Kilberg. So they lose some size and some length with that size. Gelsberg with the ball down five. Approaching 2 minutes to play, third quarter.
Big possession here for the Streaks. Got to get a bucket.
Don't need to hurry. Oh. Entry pass into Carter. Double teamed. Wow. He catches it from the left side and quickly puts it all up and in with one motion.
C-square with a great catch and a great finish.
Knocked off balance,
yeah, off balance.
Seven in the quarter. 16 for the game, matching his career high offensively, which he had last night. Phillips back into the game. Fronted. So the kick out three from the wing. In and out by Girardi. Williams with a rebound. Six in the game for Gino. Here come the Streaks. Down again, trying to tie it up. Gino drives and a reach-in knocked out of bounds. Streaks will hang on to it. 44-41 is the North Scott lead. Carl back in, and Almaguer sits down with a minute 36 to play here in the third quarter.
Need a good possession here.
Williams inbounds out high. Carter's open for another three. Good, and
no
we're tied.
Hesitation.
We are tied. Clary with a career-high 19. It's 44-all. Minute 25 to go in the third quarter.
Great pass out of bounds from Gino to Carter. They're not guarding Carter at three-point line, and he is not afraid to shoot it.
He has 10 in the third quarter, 19 for the game. The kick out to Phillips on the right side. Watkins thought about it. Now back to Phillips. He drives, kicks it into the left corner. Streaks have that defended. Cutting down the lane, Watkins got around Gino. The shot up and in, and a reach foul called on Gino for an and one. Well, the coaching staff saw it. Both Chad and Eric Thompson were up when they saw Watkins sneaking in from the right wing, curling around into the lane, and they were up right away hollering. Gino got beat. That's his first foul and a three-point play possibility for Watkins.
Yeah, I think Gino just fell asleep a little bit there, expecting them to stand at the three-point line, and he made a back cut into the lane, and they found him for a quick little finish and one.
North Scott answers after the Streaks tie it up, now 47-44. Three in the quarter, 11 for the game for Tyler Watkins. Here's Dominique up top, dribbles to the right side. Little hesitation dribble, the in and out, the kick out corner, stuck, and he hits a three, and we're tied again. 47 apiece. Stack with five in the quarter and 13 for the game.
Nice dribble drive by Ian. Finds
Watkins
Easton.
To answer. Missed it.
Rebound.
Rebound. Batted
we're
around. Out of bounds. Oh, last touch by Nolan Carl. He and Clary and Girardi were all fighting for the rebound underneath, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Streaks.
Yeah, Streaks just missed a defensive stop there. Stop them this time. Let's go down and score.
35 seconds to play, third quarter. On the inbound out high to Girardi, leads a shoulder in on Easton, or rather that's
Kilberger. An
there's an offensive foul. He was going man-to-man. Easton was bodying him up. Kilberg was trying to announce his presence offensively, and here comes Gino from his backside to plant himself and drew the charge.
I think Gino's drawn a charge, and I think that's the third straight game he's drawn a charge.
Third foul of the game on Drew Kilberg.
See, it'd be interesting if Coach looks for one last shot here and take the last shot, hopefully take the lead into the fourth quarter.
11th North Scott turnover. Galesburg with a chance to take its first lead since the Streaks were up 5-3 very early in this game. North Scott went on a 10-0 run, and they've been in the lead ever since. Down to 14 seconds to go as the Streaks try to wind down this third quarter clock. The shot clock is off. Open, Dominique for three, off the rim. Rebound again, North Scott. Two players go after it. They get it away this time. 3 seconds to go. Girardi floats one up from 14 feet out. It's off the back iron. And we go to the fourth quarter tied at 47 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Three quarters gone here at Augustana. Brad Binowitz, Jason Wessels, Sam Sadisky alongside as the Silver Streaks rally from a six-point halftime deficit to tie the game up at 47, and the Streaks have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Here in game four of the Iowa-Illinois shootout, they go right to Clary, who goes right against Phillips, up with a left hand. Off the back iron, though. Oh, rebound, Reed comes out with it. His ninth, the Streaks steal it away. Gino nice drives, and he gives the Streaks the lead. 49-47, first lead of the game for Galesburg since they were up 5-3, battling for that offensive rebound and keeping it on their end of the court after the opening miss of the quarter. Phillips, who's been held quiet, kicks it out to Watkins, who misses a three. Carter yanks down the seventh rebound. And now North Scott seems to be pressing a little bit, still just starting the fourth quarter, but after losing that 14-point lead last night and the loss to Pleasant Valley, Streaks now looking to build on a two-point lead here.
Yeah, they've been a little cold here at the three-point line.
Nolan Carl up top. Now over to Gino on the wing, trying to get a screen from Steck. He'll pass it away to Carl instead. Streaks showing some patience here.
Good offensive possession.
Carter away from the basket at the free throw line to Ian. Now to Gino, driving right side. He got cut off and bumped. North Scott put a little body into him. They're going to call Gino for the travel instead.
That's Gino's first turnover of the game.
And the first turnover by the Streaks in the entire second half. Still with a two-point lead. 1 minute gone here, final quarter at Augustana. 49-47 is the Streaks' lead. North Scott with the ball. Watkins with the left hand up the near side in front of the scoring table. Dribbles it all the way across court to the right side. Now back up top to Phillips. Held scoreless in the third quarter. Now he's looking to take over, and he puts it up and in from the left side. Just went man-to-man right at Nolan Carl from the left side and got enough of a body to free himself up to tie it at 49.
Yeah, you said it. He bodied Carl up and went right at him with the left hand and finished strong.
On the outside, Gino with it. Gives it to Steck, cutting through the lane down the right side, but he can't hit the shot. Free ball under the basket. North Scott touched it last. Three red jerseys there. They touched it and then didn't go after it, and it trickled out of bounds.
They all kind of looked at each other like, you grab it, I'll grab it, you grab it. And it went out of bounds. Streaks ball.
That's three rebounds they've given up in just careless action to benefit the Silver Streaks. Carter cut off on the right side, skips it out. Now Dominique open, bounce pass, they're going to go right back to Carter, trying to force his way in from the side, and a foul on the floor will be just the second team foul on North Scott here in the second half, and they're probably going to say he was dribbling and not in the act of shooting. So, second foul of the game on Girardi, Streaks will inbound. It'll be Williams left of the backboard. Back into the game comes Drew Kilberg, and he's going to give Albrecht a rest. Dominique, Stack, Carl going all the way out to half court. Well, he will take the inbounds pass. In fact, he backs it up into the half court and lets it bounce to him on the baseline inbound from Gino.
Yeah, smart by Gino and Nolan there to take the ball into the backcourt.
Streaks swing it back around under the wing. Easton looking over the defense. Carter trying to post up down low. They keep it on the perimeter. Nolan hands off to Gino. Entry pass to Carter. Catches, steps, shoots,
nice
and scores.
Pass, Gino.
21 in the game for Carter Clary, 51-49 Streaks.
Gino's got 8 assists in the game.
5:40 to play. Streaks trying to tie up this series between Iowa and Illinois after the Iowa teams won the first two. Leading by two here with 5.5 to play.
Streaks also looking for their first career win against North Scott, losing in 2007 and 2012 to North Scott.
Yeah, it's been 10 years since we played him. Dribble drive down the right side going at Carter, and he kicks out to Watkins, open three from the wing and hits it. Yeah, Kilberg driving in from the right side, got caught behind the basket on the baseline by Clary, and then was just doing everything he could to find an opening to get the pass out, and he found Watkins on the wing to give North Scott the lead back, and the Lancers call timeout. 5:13 to play. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan as we travel in a 2022 Nissan Altima here to Augustana today. We also had it at Geneseo last night. Really enjoyed this vehicle. Heats up very nicely in the cold weather. It's got the lane assist. It's got the sound effects that help remind you that you're getting too close to the center line or the sideline, or there's a car coming up, or the shoulder rather. There's a car coming up on either side of you. And we remind you again, the deal that's available to you at Galesburg Nissan, anytime you buy a new vehicle or a used vehicle that's less than 5 years old and has under 80,000 miles on it, it qualifies for that free lifetime powertrain warranty. Check it out at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, or at galesburgcars.com. Gino, after
nice
the timeout,
move,
drives in from the left side, blocking foul. He took it right at North Scott from the wing to the low post. And we're going to get a blocking foul on Kevon Phillips.
Gino doing what he's been doing lately, getting to the rim, drawing fouls.
I misspoke earlier. I said Phillips hadn't scored in the second half when he got that bucket there in the fourth quarter. He did have a basket early in the third quarter, but he's taken only two shots the entire second half, and that's credit to the Galesburg defense after he scored 14 in the first half.
There we go, Gino.
Gino hits the first free throw. He's got 6.5, 9 for the game, looking for double figures. First free throw ties the game at 52. We've had three ties in the game. Trying to put the streaks back on top, and Gino does. 53-52.
Gino Pierre from the charity stripe this time around.
Three lead changes in this fourth quarter
good,
alone.
Gino.
On the left side, Watkins kicks it over to Girardi in the corner. Now back out, they pull it back out. We saw North Scott patient on the last offensive drive. Now, Phillips down the left side missed it. Reed comes in for the rebound. The kick out to Girardi for three. Missed it. Williams with his seventh rebound. The Streaks dodged a bullet there. Now Galesburg looks to add to the lead up one with 4:20 to go in the game.
Big possession. Be
Steph
patient.
Fires it into Gino. Catches, shoots, and it rolls off. And Phillips controlling the rebound. Gino trying to reach in, take it away. Falls down. Phillips comes out with it. Streaks got a good look at it. Now North Scott trying to regain the lead. Firing it to the outside. Watkins for three. Off the mark. There's Gino with his eighth rebound.
I tell you, I've said it probably four or five times this year. Gino is an incredible rebounder for his size.
North Scott getting some open looks but not able to hit some shots. Galesburg clinging to this one-point lead with 3:50 to go in the game.
All right, Streaks, let's execute.
On the wing, Nolan. Carl, entry pass. Carter catches,
nice.
Shoots, and scores.
Nice
from
pass.
From the left, low blocks. Carter with 23 in the game. Streaks by three at 55-52.
Streaks, go ahead, Jason. Streaks on a little pressure here in the backcourt.
Up top, Phillips to the free throw line. The kick out, Watkins. Now back to Phillips, trying to go man-to-man against Nolan down the lane. Works his way in. Up quickly with a left-hand flip shot in front of the basket. Nolan fronted him nicely. Just a better move by Phillips, who's got 20 in the game now.
One thing I've noticed about Phillips is he does not want to go to his right. He's using that left hand exclusively.
Streaks by one, 55-54. Closest game of the day. Easton will shoot a three. Short. Rebound on the floor. That was a quick shot by the Streaks.
Yeah, not the best of shots there.
Watkins with a rebound. And
easy
they try
run
to
out.
Answer and a run out at the other end for the basket by Girardi. First basket of the fourth quarter, 7.5. And for the game, North Scott by one now, 56-55. Gino working his way around the perimeter with 2:35 to play in the game.
Just got to know time and situation.
Streaks haven't been involved in many close games this season. Let's see how they handle the pressure. Ian to a dribble drive down the right side. Foul on the floor at the free throw line. So a wise move by North Scott. Their fourth team foul of the second half. Third of the game on Girardi. And the Streaks' perhaps most reliable free throw shooter doesn't get to the line because of the quick foul by the Lancers. Now in the inbound, Gino baseline all the way out high to Clary. Uh-huh. Now over to Nolan, who just let the ball go right through his hands.
Yeah, Nolan was looking to make a pass before he caught the ball. It just went right through his hands.
Costly turnover. Second of the fourth quarter on the Streaks, 10th for the game. And North Scott with a one-point lead, now looking to add to it with 2:20 to play in the game. Costly turnover. Streaks trying to extend the defense here. Let's see how much time North Scott wants to run. Phillips drives in from the left side, now threw it out of bounds. He tried a little bounce pass to the wing, and it was off Clary's lower leg. Shot clock does not reset, though. It's at 22. with 2:10 to play in the game. Carl's going to come out. Almaguer back in. 56-55 Lancers. 2:10 to play.
Phillips puts his head down and goes exclusively to the left every time.
On the inbound, it'll go to Kilberg. Drew Kilberg, who backs it all the way up to the midcourt circle. Bounces it away over to Girardi on the left side. Under 2 minutes to play in the game now with the Lancers leading by one. Trying to use a screen, and Girardi covered too much ground. He tried to plant, driving down the right side of the lane, and his pivot foot dragged behind him. 4 fourth quarter turnovers for the Lancers, 12 for the game.
Yeah, good job by the Streaks. Build up a wall, and he had no choice. He tried to come to a stop and slid his pivot foot. Streaks ball.
And now trying to regain the lead with a minute 50 to play. Streaks are going to call a timeout. You can see that happening.
Good timeout.
Ian coming up the near side. A full timeout by the Streaks with a minute 49 to play. 56-55, North Scott leads it on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Set here, 56-55 North Scott leading the Silver Streaks. Galesburg ball, though, coming out of a full timeout. A minute 49 to play. 5 team fouls for the Streaks. 4 for North Scott. Possession arrow favoring the Lancers. Should that come into play at any point? Jason, you and I talking during the break, we both think the Streaks are going to play through Carter here coming out of this timeout.
Yeah, I think you go through the big fella. He's been the focal point of the offense so far. You go into him and let him try to create a shot for somebody else or finish at the rim.
Career high 23 for Clary. Ian Dominique will inbound into the backcourt to Geno Williams, along with Almaguer, who stays on the floor with Steck and Clary. Here comes the trap on Geno out high, backing up, and the Streaks quickly call a timeout to bail out the Silver Streaks and to prevent what looked for all the world like it might very quickly become a turnover.
Yeah, that was a good timeout by coach there. They came out with a trap and had Geno trapped at half court, and there was not a whole lot of options for him.
No, and he was backpedaling toward the half court line, and everybody else was a good 20 feet, if not more, away from him out on the floor. So call a quick 30-second timeout. You don't want to go deer in the headlights now with the ball down one and a minute 42 to play in the game.
And like you said earlier, Streaks have not been involved in many close games. This is as close as we played all year. And this is a good teaching moment, good learning moment, and for both sides of that, teaching and learning.
So now look at the switch here. Instead of Dominique inbounding, it'll be Almaguer to inbound at the scoring table. So that'll get Dominique out there to handle some of the ball duties should he be needed. They'll go inbound to Geno on the outside. To the top of the arc, Geno entry pass to Carter. Trying to work his way through the lane. The kick out, Almaguer on the wing, drives in. Now he kicks out to Geno.
Be patient.
Skip pass back up top. They go onto the opposite wing to Easton. Steck on the dribble. Remember the shot clock. 3 seconds to go. Carter forces one up. It hits the rim and off the mark. Streaks did not get the shot they wanted. And the rebound by Drew Kilberg. Probably partially because the shot clock didn't change at the timeout. And now here's a ball. Yeah, it was deflected. Ian came flying from the top of the arc down through the lane to get a hand on that ball with a minute 10 to go. North Scott will inbound left of the basket. Carl's going to check back in for Almaguer. Maybe a little defense offense here.
A little offense for defense.
25 seconds showing on the shot clock. North Scott leading by one.
So need
to
stop.
No Peoria Manual strategy here. You can't just go four corners and hold out the rest of the game. North Scott's going to have to take a shot at some point. There it is on the wing, and a three, a deadly three by Tyler Watkins, who's got 9 in the half, and it's now a 4-point lead, and the Streaks have to go quickly with under a minute to play.
Yeah, that was a big shot by Watkins.
Carl, entry pass, down to Clary, offensive foul. Phillips planted himself. Carter tried to go through him, picks up his second foul, and the 11th Galesburg turnover. Now Galesburg may have to foul quickly.
Yeah, Phillips did a good job planting his feet and taking a charge. He took it right in the chest. And C-squared tried to go right through him.
Yep, I think that was the right call, too. Streaks put on full court press. They're going to foul Kilberg here right away. He gets the pass away into the front court. Watkins pulls up across midcourt. Now they go left side, Reed driving, and Carl has to come in and foul him along the baseline. So that'll put Reed at the free throw line. He made two back in the third quarter for his only points of the second half. 42 seconds remaining in the game, and the streak's down four now. So Reed at the free throw line.
Here comes JCS for Nolan Carl. A little offense for defense again.
Reed averaging, making two out of three from the free throw line. He hasn't been to the line many times this season. It's a front end of a 1-1 as he's fouled on the floor, driving toward the basket. Streaks down four, but he makes the first free throw. Even if he makes them both, it's still a two-possession game. 60-55 is the North Scott lead, and now the Lancers call timeout, a 30-second timeout with 42 seconds to go.
Yeah, Streaks, usually when a coach calls a timeout in between free throws, he's setting up something defensively. Streaks better be ready for a little full-court action here on the inbounds or a rebound.
Yeah, they're going to want to force Galesburg to take some time off the clock as quickly as possible. Down five, 60-55 are the Streaks. They have North Scott in the bonus now. Four fouls on the Lancers, and that maybe even be a little part of their strategy as well. You've got a couple of fouls to give, so you defend aggressively on the inbound, and as soon as Galesburg, maybe even before they get it across midcourt, but certainly as soon as they get it across midcourt, maybe you foul them.
Yep, take a foul.
Force them to take some time to get it up court, then force them to inbound it again. Foul them again, force them to inbound it again, and just draw out the end of the game and deny them an opportunity to get off any kind of a decent shot in a two-possession game. 42 seconds to play. Surely that might be a little part of the discussion in the Streaks timeout as well. We got to get it up court quickly. Coming out of this free throw, here are some strategies to do that so they can't stop the clock. Or so they can't stop, you know, force us to drag out the clock,
right.
I should say.
Right.
Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels from Augustana College. Game four of the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Sam Satiski alongside. We'll hear from him in the postgame. And our final numbers. Second free throw in and out by Reed. Here's Gino's ninth rebound of the game. Streaks have to push it. Down five. Gino down the right side
nice
of the lane.
Pass.
Dishes it off to Carter up and in. Streaks call timeout. It's a one-possession game. 34 and a half seconds to go. And the Streaks execute that perfectly coming off the missed free throw. And down three now on Clary's 23rd point of the game. And now Galesburg calls a timeout. Streaks have one remaining.
Yeah, you called that. It was absolutely perfect for the Streaks. That went about as well as it could go. Missed free throw. Gino attacked. Little dish off. Gino's having himself another great game. Nine rebounds, nine assists.
And 9 points? Or is he at 10 now? No, he is at 10 now.
He is at 10.
That'd be a fun little matching up of the numbers, wouldn't it?
It would
be. You know what would be more fun? 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. How about an assist on a game-tying three-point play?
That would be beautiful.
Streaks won't have the ball, though. It's their timeout, a full timeout with 34 and a half seconds to play. North Scott with a 60-57 lead. As Jason mentioned not too long ago, Streaks playing North Scott in this event for only the third time, and the Lancers have won the first two. Neither of those games was close. This is also the closest game of the entire day so far, with Iowa winning the first two in blowout fashion and Sterling beat Assumption by 17 in the third game. Phillips will inbound. Steck will back off. Guard him just casually.
Ball,
now a
ball.
Pass on That's the us. Inbound, and North Scott
yes.
lost it out of bounds. A pass along the baseline over to Reed, who reached out for it and went off his hands out of bounds, and the Streaks get it under their basket.
Great defense by the Streaks.
Jackson Crock sibbing in for Nolan Carl.
Plenty of time left in the game. Doesn't have to be a three.
33 seconds. The Streaks could run it down if they wanted to. Lob on the inbound to Steck. Spin move in the lane, but he's going to kick it through. It's deflected.
Get on
Ball
the
on the floor. Carter diving for it, and he ties up Phillips, and the possession arrow is pointing toward North Scott. So the Streaks do end up with another costly turnover with a game on the line, but they just forced a North Scott turnover a moment ago. Can they get another one with Phillips inbounding right at the front end of the Galesburg bench with 26 seconds to go, and the Streaks down three?
Yeah, costly turnover there. You know, time and situation, got to know the role of the game right now.
All the players in the backcourt. Now Phillips gets it in toward the Streaks basket. Bounce pass from Watkins away over to the right side. Kilburn. Streaks are going to give chase to him, drives it into the front court. They're going to make the Streaks chase. Now they come in and foul Girardi right away with 17 seconds to go. Eighth team foul on the Silver Streaks, 23 feet away from the basket. And Girardi will go to the line shooting a 1-1.
Streaks tried to get a turnover there in the backcourt. Tried to force him up the sideline. You know, took a time, about two tries at a trap. Didn't get it. And then they fouled.
I'm a little curious that they didn't foul Drew Kilburg across midcourt. Once they got into the front court, why they didn't foul him 40-some feet away from the basket, because they just put a 90% free throw shooter on the line. Mm. Girardi makes the first one. And the stats that I'm looking at are available to everyone. It's a statewide Iowa high school basketball website. Second free throw. Off the mark. Jeez, Gino with his 10th rebound. Streaks still down four. And a quick foul by North Scott. They have a couple to give, remember. Five team fouls now as Gino brought it across midcourt quickly. 13.3 seconds to go. That'll be the fourth of the game on Girardi. And they can foul Galesburg two more times on the inbound to try to make them waste these final 13 seconds. Gino to inbound on the sideline. Up top to Steck. Easton tries a little between the legs with the dribble and a reach-in foul. Takes 2.3 seconds off the clock. With 16 fouls on North Scott now. And now they will play straight-up defense. They don't want to foul the Silver Streaks. Give them free points with the clock stopped. Third foul of the game on Drew Kilburg. Now Jackson Crock-Sibbing will inbound to Gino in the midcourt circle. Trying to cross over dribble. Down the lane. Goes right at Phillips, who goes up in the air. Loose ball out to Sibbing, who then passed it, and it's picked off by North Scott. And that's going to do it. Streaks do not get a final chance. They turn it over for the fifth time in the quarter and the 13th for the game. And a disappointing finish for the Silver Streaks, who battled and played about as complete of a game as we've seen all season long against a seventh-ranked team in the big school division in the state of Iowa. They gave him a game. They took it right down to the end. But the Lancers prevail to go 6-1, and the Streaks fall to 3-8. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
This happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because...
we busted it!
Now, let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. Ooh. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry!
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
If you drive by and think you're seeing things, I'm here to tell you you're not. This is Kyle Kelly at Ford of Galesburg. Our lot is finally filling up again with new F-150s, Escapes, and Explorers, and more. And now through the end of the year, you'll get 0% up to 66 months with FlexBuy on Escapes and Edges, and rates as low as 2.9% for 60 months or 3.9% for 72 months on all new F-150s. Stop out today and see what we've got and find out what's on the way.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
Are you looking for an interview podcast where you can be entertained and informed? Come check out our new podcast, America's Talking, to hear conversations with great stand-up comedians like Mark Normand.
Norm made you feel smarter than him, even though he was smarter than you.
As well as with leaders in the United States, like former Ambassador Andrew Breinberg.
I remember the fall of the evil empire, when the wall fell, every adult I saw was crying.
I'm your host, Austin Berg, and I want you to join the conversation on our new podcast, America's Talking, right now on Spotify.
Between inflation, the housing market, and the stock market, it almost feels like you need a PhD in economics. Fortunately, we've got a guy. Join Dr. Orfeh Devungi, PhD economist, and Chris Krug on the new podcast, Everyday Economics.
The Inflation Reduction Act, does it actually reduce inflation?
I'm glad that we're talking about this today.
Find Everyday Economics wherever you get your podcast. Everyday Economics, a podcast helping you understand the economic world happening around you every day.
The official WGIO forecast, cloudy for the rest of this afternoon, then clearing late tonight. We'll see a low near 14. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high 27. Increasing clouds Sunday night, a low 16. Monday, cloudy, high 32. Cloudy Monday night, a low 17. Tuesday, partly sunny and 24. Then Tuesday night, cloudy and cold, a low 7. It's 23 now at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIO.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Tough loss for the Silver Streaks here at the Iowa-Illinois shootout, 61-57 to North Scott. And the first thing we're going to talk about with Chad Thompson when he comes up here is this team's comeback here today.
Yes.
Because we haven't seen that. We have seen, I mean, you talked about it Tuesday night at Burlington, Jason, just feeling like we're always playing from behind.
Yes.
And how that wears on a team. And we never really see the Silver Streaks put together that kind of run to come from behind, even though they're not getting blown out in some of those games. But they're just trying to chip away at a 9-point lead and it never gets close. Here today we finally saw it.
Yes.
And so that's a good thing.
And with a young team, we've harped on it all year. We got two guys returning with significant varsity minutes.
Right.
You've got to learn how to win. You know, it's a real thing, learning how to win. And this is a game that'll go a long way towards that. You know, they learned some things today. You know, they learned how to play down the stretch. You know, it didn't come out in our favor, but it definitely was a learning and teachable moment for Chad.
Let's talk first of all about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, because we came up on this one pretty quickly. Your thoughts?
You nailed it. Yeah, I don't think you can go anywhere other than Gino. Gino's game is getting better and better each game out. He 10 rebounds, 9 assists. I think he had finished with 10 points too. He's an assist away from a triple-double. Just a heck of an effort from the kid. He's getting better every time out.
Well, and again, what we saw at the end of the Burlington game that Chad talked about that night and then reiterated going into the Geneseo game last night, Williams was driving the lane.
Yes.
And that was part of what engineered the Streaks mini comeback in the fourth quarter at Burlington. It started to turn that game around. It never turned around quite enough, unfortunately.
Right.
But just that, maybe the confidence that he's gained this week alone in his ability to drive the ball.
Yes.
Effectively for the Silver Streaks.
And not only today you've seen the other side of his game. He not only was he driving to finish, but he was driving to distribute to teammates. He got easy layups for Carter, 3 or 4 of them, you know, finding shooters. Gino's game is coming along.
Gino Williams, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, with, of course, a nod to Carter Clary, a career-high 25 points here today, and a modest, by his standards, 7 rebounds. And Carter, Chad said in the pregame that they feel like that they can really take advantage of him on the inside, and Carter got a lot of good looks here in this game here today. And you don't see many guys on the Iowa-Illinois shootout history who have 25 points or more in a game, but Clary did it here today. So certainly a tip of the cap to him, and certainly nothing negative intended against him by saying we really like Geno for the crunch time player of the game. Because where were the streaks have been without Clary as well?
You're right.
All right, we'll take a break here. 61-57, the final. Streaks fall to 3-8. When we come back, a look at the final statistics. We'll talk it over with Streaks head coach Chad Thompson as well. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Final score here at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout. North Scott holds off the Silver Streaks 61-57. Lancers are now 6-1 on the year. Iowa now 3-1 in the shootout. UT about to play Davenport West here. Rock Island will play Bettendorf, and Moline will face Pleasant Valley. So Illinois teams need a run here to claim their first Iowa-Illinois Shootout in what would be, well, 8 years, I guess. Iowa has won the last six, and of course, there wasn't one in 2020. Programming note, we're going to pick up the Fighting Illini men's basketball game after we are done here as Coach Chad Thompson makes his way our direction. Illinois leading Alabama A&M 36-19 at the half. And we'll send you to Brian Barnhart and the fellas down in Champaign when we are done here shortly. Time now for our post-game coaches interview as Chad Thompson joins us. Our coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Coach, valiant effort by the Silver Streaks. The first thing I told Jason we were going to start off with is how Jason commented on Tuesday night, we just felt like we were playing from behind all the time and we're waiting for that run to come, and why we thought getting out ahead against Geneseo would be so effective for us last night. Here we finally got that comeback that I know you and the coaching staff have been looking for here today. Hold on. Might be good for us if we turn. Oh, no, you are on. What did we lose here? We out of power. We're lost power here. How did we lose power? Oh, you know what? Can you?
Yep.
Thanks, Jason. All right, we're going to get you a microphone. All right, go ahead, Chad. Talk about the ability of this team to come back here today.
Well, this feels weird wearing the headset, so this is different. But you know, looking at our team and how we played here in the second half, it was great to see that fight and resilience that we've been showing glimpses of, but we finally showed it all the way through. And you know, we didn't make three plays at the end that we probably needed to make. There was a turnover there. There was a bad shot that I thought that we could have got a bit better one, and then there was a second turnover. But you know, North Scott's a good team. They only have one loss on the year for a reason. And I think if our guys will just, again, continue to stay this course, you're seeing them getting better and better every game.
Yeah.
Geno Williams has one turnover now in two games as a point guard. And like I told him in the locker room at the end of the game, you are a point guard now. Like, you have proven your ability to play at the point guard spot, which is something that we set out as a goal from June. So you can see the progression coming and coming and coming. And really now looking at the end of this game, you know, we are so close to being a really good team and beating a really good team. So I'm proud of the effort. Hate the loss. Got to respect their opponent and give them credit because they got two really timely turnovers and their big guy went down and made a really big bucket, and so did a couple of their guards.
Can I follow up on one thing there before you jump in here, Jason? And that is, you talked about Geno becoming a point guard, but also the confidence. I feel like we just see so much more confidence in him out there, especially in terms of driving the ball too.
Absolutely. What it comes down to with Geno is, and you see it on the football field in glimpses as well, he's a stud athlete. And yes, he can jump pretty well. He's not a great leaper. He's a good leaper, but he is lightning quick. his first step is second to none. What he's learned to do, you watch how he dribbles the ball lower, how he tilts his body now, how he uses his hand-to-hand fight, kind of like JV used to. He's not perfect by any means, but you have to respect his progressive, how he's progressed throughout these games, and you got to love his tenacity and aggression and on the defensive end, too. You know, we just asked him to play 94 feet of defense for 32 straight minutes, and what he needs to realize in our system here at Galesburg, in my beliefs, is why take out good players? So he's got now, this is not an expectation for him to play at a high level for 32 minutes a night.
Jason?
Yeah, I just, that was going to be my point, was the maturation of Geno Williams. This week, I feel like he's taken two or three steps forward as a basketball player. Today, he finished with 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 10 points. Just talk about what you see of him as his maturation process just during this week.
It's been huge, and you know, when you look at a kid like Geno, and I love Geno, and he's somewhere down in our bloodlines, we're related somewhere.
I don't know.
But so technically he calls me his cousin. I respect him and love him, so I'll do the same. But no, he is learning to get more and more coachable every day. He is learning to take what we tell him every day as a positive way, where, no, Geno, if we're yelling at you, and we yell, we're not attacking you. We want you to be better. If I'm yelling at you, it's because I believe you can do something. If I'm on you, if Coach Eric's on you, if Coach Hawk's on you, it's because we believe in you, and we believe in something that we see in you as a player. And you could see it in practice this week. His eyes just were a little different. His play, his energy was all good. So I really think it's just that maturity piece that he was missing. And it's no secret. We've talked to him about it. He's a young kid. He's a young man. And you're starting to see a much more mature basketball player out there, just like the much more mature student of the game we're seeing in practice.
We were concerned about some of the size that Northcott presented, but you had told us in the pregame you thought Carter had some inside opportunities, and there was a very concerted effort, it looked like, to get it to him, and probably even the message was, we're getting it to you, Carter, you need to go up with the ball. But then we saw Carter shooting from the outside more than we have seen up to this point. We know he can shoot it from the outside, but here today he was doing it almost as part of the game plan. Where did that switch come from?
When we went with our inbound set that starts Carter at the top of the key on his cut, they have probably never seen him shoot. I mean, the only three he had made until this season was a banked-in bad three.
Right.
It was a banked-in bad three. So, you know, I honestly probably would have guarded him the same way if I'm Northcott's coach. You saw him hesitate on the first one. I yelled, shoot it, and he finally shot it. You knew it wasn't going in, but you've got to have that mentality, man. It's not about X's and O's sometimes. It's are you going to be the guy that steps up and is cocky enough to step up and make the thing? Like, we believe in you. I'm yelling at you to shoot it. So if I'm yelling at you to shoot it, therefore the next time you don't shoot it, I'm going to be mad at you. And he just took that and ran with it. You know, he hit that mid-range jumper the next time down, which I think kind of opened the floor for him. And then he steps up and hits two huge threes. Not only, you got to think about those threes. Not only were they three-pointers made, which is great because it makes him harder to guard, but he made a three that tied the game, and he made a three that I think got it within three early. Like, those are huge shots for our team, and if he's shooting the ball with confidence when we know it's an ability, him shooting the ball with confidence makes us a better team, because now we can start to do some different things off that ball screen with Geno, and we can free up Ian a little better too, because they're not just going to blitz those guys.
Any final thoughts, Jason?
Yeah, one last thing is, we talked a little bit about this game. You know, we haven't been in many close games this year. This is a very teachable, very learnable moment for both sides, for you as a teacher and for them as students learning the game. Just learning how to win, getting over the hump. We didn't come out on top this time, but, you know, next time, games like this, this is where we're going to be, you know, that much more prepared to win next time out.
Absolutely. You know, I really liked our end of the game execution, except for those two bad turnovers. Even the shot was a needed shot because one of our best players taking the shot. But if you look at how we executed that flat ball screen look, that was awesome. We did it twice. And I know some of the fans were upset about that block charge call, but Ian set a perfect screen on that. That was beautiful. That's what that play is designed to do, because if we're in the bonus there, Ian's going to shoot two free throws. He's 100% from the line on the
right.
Year. That is excellent execution by our guys, and something that we haven't had a lot of live game practicing because we haven't been in close games. So that's a part of that growth when you got a young team, and now we're starting to do, again, X's and O's versus coaching effort. And, it's a slow progression. We knew it, but they're coming around, and we're going to get it. I can guarantee you that.
It's not the week you wanted for wins, but there was a good week in terms of progression, and we're liking what we're seeing now.
Absolutely, and the young guys are still coming through. You know, I thought Leza didn't play much tonight, but he played well. Jackson, I thought he did some good things, and he was in there as well. So it's a dark tunnel, but there is some light at the end, and these guys are going to figure it out.
Get those kids healthy, Coach. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you.
See you Wednesday, Coach. Thanks.
Thanks to Chad Thompson for coming by. We'll wrap up when we come back with our post-game statistics as the Streaks fall to Northcott at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout on WGIL and WGIL.com.
One of the biggest questions we all have when buying a used car is whether or not we'll be able to rely on it for years to come. When you buy your vehicle from YEM, you have an advantage. This is Sarah YEM. Nearly every pre-owned vehicle we sell at YEM in Galesburg comes with the YEM Advantage program and includes a free powertrain warranty for up to 2 years or 100,000 miles. That means you get the value of buying used and the confidence of buying new at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Your holiday shopping all wrapped up?
I still need something for Mom, and I have no idea what to get my husband.
During Melton Jewelers holiday sale, you can get 20% off everything in the store, and it's a great place to find gifts.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
And your mom would love their hand-painted Julia Nightline.
Wrap up your holiday shopping locally at Melton Jewelers. Now open extended holiday hours Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. Sundays, noon till 3. They're even open Christmas Eve, 9 till 3. Melton Jewelers on East Main Street in Galesburg, when trust is a must.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Our final statistics here in the post game brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. We bring in Galesburg High School junior Sam Satiski, following along with the stats, watching the game alongside. And Sam, what do your final numbers show from the team standpoint?
From the field, we finished 23 for 52, shooting 44%. From the three-point line, we were 6 for 19, shooting 31%. And from the stripe, we finished 5 for 7, shooting 71%. North Scott went 22 for 48 from the field, finishing with 45%. They were 10 from 25 from 3, shooting 40%. And from the stripe, they were 7 for 11, shooting 63%. Both teams had 27 rebounds, and both teams had 13 turnovers.
Wow.
Perfectly balanced.
And again, anytime the Silver Streaks don't turn the ball over more than the opponent, we talked about that earlier in the game, usually it's going to put them in pretty good position.
We were right in the game.
Final scoring, 20 points for Kevon Phillips to lead North Scott, 17 for Tyler Watkins. Brennan Reed had 9. Kyler Girardi finished with 8. All of those came in the second half. Colin Albrecht finished with 6. He had a couple of three-pointers in the second quarter, and Drew Kilberg had 1 free throw for his only points. For the Silver Streaks tonight, Carter Clary, career-high 25 points. He also added 7 rebounds. Easton Steck finished with a pretty quiet 13 points. Gino, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Williams, 10 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists in this game. Ian Dominique had 7, but he didn't score after the first quarter. And that's certainly something that I know the Silver Streaks will be looking at to try to make sure that they're getting consistent offense from him, no matter what the defense is doing throughout the game. Nolan Carl finished with 2. Streaks got no bench points tonight. Aiden Almaguer, Jackson Crock, Sibbing, Leslie Kelly all saw action but did not score. So the Streaks fall 61-57. They're 3-8. North Scott goes to 6-1, the seventh-ranked team in the big school division of Iowa. And Iowa schools now lead 3-1 with United Township just getting ready to get started against Davenport West. Once again, Fighting Illini basketball coming your way. Alabama A&M has cut the deficit. Illinois now leads by 10 as they're approaching the media timeout, the under 16-minute timeout in the second half, so we're going to get you to that game. Remember, Streaks' next game, this boys' game, will be Wednesday night. It's the final day of school heading into winter break, and the Streaks will welcome Danville to town, and it's an earlier start, 6:30 for the tip-off, so we'll have pregame at 6:10 Wednesday night against a Danville team that's not quite the powerhouse that they were when we saw them about 5 years ago, and they were winning 30 games a year pretty regularly. So that'll be the final non-conference game before the holiday tournament at Taylorville, which the Silver Streaks will play in starting on December 27th. Streaks fall here today to fall to 3-8 on the season. We'll see you Wednesday night from John Thiel Gymnasium. For Jason Wessels, for Sam Satiski, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon and good night from Augustana.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.